Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For confidence in your financial plan, look for a CFP professional. When your financial advisor earns the CFP certification, it means he or she is trained to provide ethical financial planning across a holistic range of topics, from retirement and investing to taxes and estate planning, all in your best interest. So, with a CFP professional, you'll feel confident in your financial plan today and tomorrow. Three letters do make a difference. Visit letsmakeaplan.org to find your CFP professional.
All this week on NBC4, new products to new technology. Susan Hogan is showing you how local restaurants are changing the way we dine in and take out in this new world. Tonight at 6.
A new twist on outdoor eating.
A lot of it is creating flexibility.
How one local restaurant is making their outdoor space mobile, giving you plenty of sunshine and social distance for a stress-free meal.
It's all part of restaurant revitalization. Tonight at 6 on NBC4, working for you.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Fatback 4 Daily. It is Sunday night. This show is brought to you by Paddy Power. A bookie's a website and an app. If you gamble, please gamble responsibly and remember to do so with Paddy Power. The other night you may have been watching and Grizz was having an Oreo Cornetto at the start of the show. Grizz, what is the ice cream of choice this evening?
Just a Magnum classic today.
Nothing. Just straightforward.
Common Garden Magnum.
Yeah. That's the one.
A good 450 calories down your neck.
Well, you know, you don't need to remind me that this month. I told you it's null and void.
Ramadan is null and void.
Yeah, this month is a null and void.
It's just been fucking Ramadan for about 2 years, lad.
I'm going to have an asterisk. When I do my monthly graphs, right, to measure how much I've lost and whatnot, yeah, this month has an asterisk next to it.
That's the tiny month.
Along with all the other months.
No.
Okay. I'll say it looks like the fucking USA COVID infection rate.
It looks like all the stars on the American flag.
No joke. Today, right? Today. No joke. Today, I overate. Like, you know.
No way.
No. See, what Get I mean, Gav, by that. No, but what I mean that by that, Gav, is right. Because, you know, there's a saying in my language, but I don't know how to translate it.
Do you need a hand?
But roughly translated, it says the eyes eat more than the stomach or something like that.
The hills so, have eyes.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one. But the point being is like, so when you're really hungry, because when you're fasting all day, right, you think you prepare yourself in the last half an hour, you start thinking, right, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then you tell the missus to put it all on the table because, you know, your eyes, you just need to see it. But then when you start actually eating, you can't really eat a lot. Honestly, try it because your stomach's used to it. You know, after it's day 23 now. So I have a little bit and I can't eat anymore. But today, I overexerted. So I've had to have an ice cream to just kind of
calm yourself down. I've overeaten, Sharon. What's the best thing to do? Maybe stop eating. I'm tell you what. Throw us a magnet out of the freezer.
You'll never understand. You guys will never understand.
This is unbelievable. So you've basically had a Magnum Classic to calm yourself down because you realised today. Because you've realised you...
Do you know what? At 9:30, I was contemplating cancelling the pod. I couldn't move. I was going to be sick, physically sick. I had eaten so much.
Okay.
But not so much, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I hadn't eaten so much, but the fact that I was fasting, I'd eaten too much for...
You got over it, but that's the important thing.
That's the main thing, Keith.
Okay. All right, that was just... I literally just asked him what sort of ice cream he was having, and that's what we ended up with. But, look, this show tonight is a random show, so if you have anything random, you can throw it in. It can be football, non-football. You are going to get an air fryer update. You are going to get excitement about the golf being back tomorrow, particularly from me and maybe Matt. And, look, anything else you want to throw in there, absolutely throw it in, whether that's on Periscope or YouTube, absolutely walk away. Matt, I'm going to come to you first. The Bundesliga returned yesterday. And it was all played behind closed doors, and football went on, and Twitter was full of German-loving, football-loving people that love Germany all of a sudden. What did you make of it? Have you watched any of it at all?
I did. It's not as good as usual, obviously, but it's better than nothing. I did. I watched the Frankfurt versus Gladbach.
Right.
And I even won my Super 6 for that. I guessed 3 scores right. 15 points.
You have to get 6 in it.
Yeah, I got 3. Dickhead.
Yeah, what did that get though?
So anyway, it wasn't as good, anywhere near as good. I still think they should hit me up with my FIFA crowd noises idea. But it's better than no football. Grizz, close your mouth when you eat.
I'm so sorry.
No, Matt's going to have it.
But you know what? No joke. You know Matt's suggestion? We laughed and whatever. Well, some didn't laugh. I laughed. Some didn't. But yesterday, no joke, Matt, I was thinking, do you know what they could do with your suggestion? It would help, I think, as a spectacle, possibly.
Yeah, just hear it. Or fuck it. Go the whole shebang and put it through the speakers in the stadium. Get the players up for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it'd work, though?
Not work. What's going to work? But it's going to help.
Think about it. Back to the start of the Premier League, one of the main reasons, and it's a weird, obscure one, this, one of the main reasons the Premier League gets so many viewers and picked up so many viewers, only on TV, they made the grass a more pleasant colour to look at. If you go and watch Italian football, I'm not shitting you here, Google it. Yeah. You go and watch Italian football and that. The grass is like browner and it doesn't look as nice. You go and watch the Premier League, same grass, and it's bright green on your screen. And you know you're not looking at it properly. Some Grizz doesn't. But you know it's not the right thing, but it just adds to it. Do you know what I mean? You know it's not the real crowd noise, but it will just add that little thing. And eventually you'll just forget it's not. And it will just be part of the experience.
What do you make of it, Keith? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I watched no German football this weekend. I've no interest in German football. And the fact that there's been no football doesn't make me want to watch German football anymore. I've seen the results. I believe Dortmund were really good against Schalke. But other than that, I didn't watch any football this weekend because I don't watch German football when it is on and when the Premier League's on. I don't see why I should go and do it. I'm too excited about the golf. But Keith, what did you make about it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Look, I liked the Bundesliga and anyway, and I was just happy to see football back. Do you know what I mean? Just happy to have some football. Or if they were playing football in the park and I could go and watch it, I'd go and watch it at this stage. And the no crowd thing, Matt, you were spot on there. It's better than no football. So what's been annoying me, right, over the last couple of days on Twitter is all this bullshit about football without fans and all that. Look, we know in the grand scheme of things, football without fans isn't the same thing, right? But this isn't about fans being frozen out or prized out of going to games. This is, it's either this or it's nothing. So, you know what I mean? Let's just get on with it and accept that this is the way it's going to be. And if this is the way it has to be, we'll take it. We'll take it every day of the week. The atmospheres were a bit mad in it, you know. I think did Dortmund play some music at the kickoff and all? Did they pump in some crowd noise at kickoff and all? It sounded like it. But it could have been just
I think they put some crowd noise in after the gate after the goals, didn't they?
So it was, you know, it was a bit they tried to do something, but look. At the end of the day, I'd mute the bleeding telly and anyway now if Martin Tyler was going to be commenting, so we'll probably just watch the football and put a bit of music on. So
great point.
But with that, so what you'd need is somebody in the ground watching the game with all the with the controls in front of them. So if someone shoots,
yeah,
and
you've
it
just
goes
got a little
wide,
hand just moving the slider as they get further up the pitch.
And he just hits a button. Like if they hit a wide, if they hit a wide, he presses a button and through the yeah, you get all that. Yeah, okay.
Or you whack hot mic on and listen to some of the amazing podcasts doing live commentary.
Yeah.
Watch-alongs.
We were only talking about that before we come on, watch-alongs. It's something I just can't get my head around. It really isn't. Like, we're trying to do a little bit on hot mic, and hot mic is known for this live commentary of sport. And look, if people are into it, they're absolutely into it. I don't see myself ever doing it. I'm just being honest with you.
I'd be great. I'd be great.
Yeah, if you stopped eating throughout, you'd be grand, yeah. Owen Bork says, from watching a few games over the weekend, we've been linked for half the German league. Grizz, we seem to be getting linked with everyone, don't we? I think it's just boredom from people now at this stage.
Yeah, of course it is. Just boredom. That's what it is.
It's nice for people to be able to see Werner because they've been asking us to sign him for 6 months and nothing. Mm-hmm. Never seen him.
No one's seen him. Yeah. But do you know,
except for me, watched him loads.
But you know, going back to the point about, like, I was hoping you're going to ask me the same question as the others, why I thought of the Bundesliga. Honest to God, I loved it. Because you know what it reminded me of? Because I'm one of those that I watch the Bundesliga anyway, right? And. Mm. Did you find Matt and Keith? Well, forget Matt, but Keith, did you also find elements of it? It reminds you of pre-season friendlies. Do you know when you get some of these pre-season friendlies without big crowds and these big games played at neutral small grounds? Yeah.
I thought I was watching Sports Aid.
And sometimes, Gav, do you know what it is? Sometimes you can appreciate the actual pace and technicality of the players more. Because you block out everything. There's nothing else to distract you. Crowd influence. You can actually concentrate on the player's ability on the ball and what he's doing on the ball a bit more. What I'm not going to be looking forward to is sort of, I don't know how they're going to, I don't know, Matt might know, or I don't know, someone might know, how they're going to like sort of mute out all the effing and blinding when it comes to the Premier League. Because from the Bundesliga point of view, obviously, not many of us speak German. I'm sure there's loads of people that speak German, but apparently there was loads of X-rated language, you know, with the players. Well, how are they going to mute that?
Well, if that can be easily done, if they want to, because if you watch Premier League games and say one set of fans are singing something that, you know, you don't want to be heard on telly, they can dub them out. It's very easy.
Yeah,
you know, because they have microphones. They've microphones all over the grounds, so they can just turn that mic off if they want and hire.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the sort of hearing Klopp and his coaching team instructions, whatever, you know, from a tactical point of view, not just Klopp and Pep Linders, but sort of
did
most
you hear
teams'
any of that?
Players.
I didn't hear any of that in German.
Oh, yeah.
You sure you didn't just watch the UFC? And
you didn't watch it.
I knew
you didn't watch it. You didn't watch it.
It was great. Great fun.
Chris said if it's streamed or live, they'll show it on a 20-second delay so they can dub it out. It's very easy for them to do. It really is.
My delay is about 3.5 minutes because I'm on Nilosat.
Don't mention the war. The Bundesliga is back. Yous are quite happy with it. A few comments are coming in there around Timo Werner. The story seem to change every day, depending on where you look in the media. You know, some people are saying he wants to come to Liverpool. He said no to, I think, Chelsea and Manchester United. Others have said it's on hold and he might stay there for a year, or we'll get it done if installments can be agreed and stuff like that. Matt, again, this story just goes from one extreme to the other, day on day. It's coinciding with, you know, Troy Deeney and his mates trying to get the league called off. What do you make of this one? Because for me, it's just, yeah, whatever, lads. You know what I mean? When the window isn't even open yet. Like, I seen one fella saying today on Twitter, if Klopp isn't given the money to sign an attacking player by the time the African Nations comes around, it's absolutely outrageous. And I was looking going, this season hasn't even finished. You don't even know when the transfer window's on. Yeah. And another thing, you don't even know if the African Nations is going ahead. So, like, is it just, again, is it another case of boredom and people just getting upset over nothing because they've nothing else to do?
You see it come about. The same thing happens when, well, this season, when we draw a game or lose a game. They just sit and wait in the wings to say, I told you so, and then just get proven wrong time and time again. The same cunts would have said last summer, we don't sign anyone, we'll be fourth. We'll be fifth, and now look where we are. All that this pandemic has done is given people enough time to forget how good we actually are and think their opinion now matters.
What a point! What a point!
You see the exactly the same with the FSG outlook as you do with the Man United fans. Man United
I can't stop looking at him with that magnum. Come on, he's making sure love.
He's just eating the fucking the wooden stick.
Is that the putting barbecue sauce on the wooden stick?
Anyway, exactly the same. Man United fans now think that they're an amazing team because they've forgotten how shit they are. Yeah. Reality, we had Bruno Fernandes making a couple of good performances, but nothing fucking spectacular. They didn't blow anyone away. They weren't winning 3-4-0. They just weren't as shit, but they're still shit.
Exactly, yeah. And I think people are clutching at straws now. They're clutching at straws. Yeah, dead right, Matt. It is boredom there, and people do forget how good we were. You know, you see all this crap on Twitter and all, you know, Liverpool had lost, what, 3 in the last 4 or 5 games or something like that, as if the wheels were coming off, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous.
Right, absolutely, but no context to saying that.
It's exactly, and the United point is great because you've even Gary Neville coming out saying, you know, oh, this break will be great for United, it'll make us catch up on Liverpool. Am I missing something here? Like, how the fuck are United going to catch up on Liverpool because of a break? Bruno Fernandes played 5 league games and a rake of games in the Europa League and all, and they have him down as the next big thing. Now, I think he's a good player, and I think he could be a great signing for them, possibly, if he keeps up the form that he showed in flashes while he started at the end of the season. But Anderson had flashes like that as well when he went to United, and Nani had flashes like that, and they were dirt. So, you know, they can sort of lay and jump on this and say he's great, he's this and he's that, but nobody knows until the play's out. So they can shoot, go and shoot.
Do you know what it is? Do you know, like, with most teams, right? When it comes to the end of season, doesn't matter how shit a season you've had, right? When it comes to pre-season, the hopes start building up again. The excitement builds up again, and you start believing in your team again. And it's what's happened. It's literally what's happened to Chelsea fans and Arsenal fans and United fans, piping up again, forgetting how shit their teams really are, how far they're really behind Liverpool in every aspect, on and off the field, right? And they start piping up again. It's been one of the most annoying parts of the sort of break we've had in football because of COVID, is these Man United and Chelsea and Arsenal fans coming out and thinking, the streets aren't ready and the Premier League ain't ready for this, and fuck off, you're not ready. You're literally like 25, 35, 40 points behind us, And the funny thing is, we've been fairly calm about it, you know, because we're in a position of absolute control. You know, either way, whatever happens, we become champions. Mm-hmm. Season 19-20. So you can talk what you want.
Just touching on that about, you know, people are saying that, yeah, regardless of what way we do it, like Owen Bourke says, Scottish football is being cancelled tomorrow officially. Celtic are being given the title. Premier League will be back, but whatever they decide, we will still be lifting the title. Matt, are you surprised by that? The Scottish FA doing this now? Because, you know, they're on the same island as England, obviously. And, you know, it is the top division there. There will be some TV money. I don't know how decent it is, but there's some TV money there with regards to Celtic and Rangers. You know, are you surprised by what they've done there? Because we've seen Holland do it, and Holland probably feel like they jumped too early. France have a few regrets probably as well. Are you surprised Scotland have done this with, you know, the UK government looks like they're pushing ahead to try to get stuff done and finished.
No, I'm not surprised at all. When you look at the situation, the thing you've got to look at is the TV money. And the TV money in Scotland is equivalent to, say, League Two. These Scottish clubs don't make... The TV money doesn't keep them alive. Getting a full stadium at Celtic and Rangers keeps them alive. That's why they play four games a season. So that it absolutely makes sense. They're at the same League Two and League One. They don't make enough TV money to benefit them opening up the club and paying all the staff and everything you got to do and paying the police to enforce it and all the other payments you got to make. It doesn't make financial sense to open up, and I guess that's the same in up there. Only Championship, which is kind of a surprise, but I remember a while ago it was the fourth richest league in Europe. I don't know if it's still true, but that'll be because of the TV money, because Championship does get a lot of people in. We've got some big clubs down there.
That's true. I was talking to Matt Herman during the night on the show with him, and he was saying that Bournemouth earn more than TV money than Bayern Munich. You know, it's crazy. So the money in England is just scandalous. And if you have Championship clubs are earning big money, have big wage bills and all that, they're not going to, like, Scotland is a two-horse race. You know, there's only two clubs that can probably realistically sustain what's happening at the moment. No disrespect to the Aberdeens and all of this world, but they don't have the infrastructure. And I'm wondering, have Rangers dirty that bib up there as well with their claim of bullying and all this nonsense? So you got a Scottish FA sort of saying to them, well, fuck yous, like, yous of majors at play now, we're just going to scrap this and give it to Celtic, because I don't know what way the league table was there. I think it was close enough.
Rangers were out. No.
I think Celtic were a bit
lower. If I remember right,
I think Celtic might have been about 13 points clear. Rangers might have had a game in hand, but there's only something like four games left. Celtic would have had to lose all the games and Rangers win them all.
Yeah, Rangers were close up until about Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, I think they were close to last.
Rangers went into Christmas or into the new year break, I think, 2 points ahead or something like that, yeah. After winning at Celtic Park. Let me see. Jono says, Gary Neville saying United can now catch Liverpool because of this pandemic.
I didn't see this tweet. What did he say? Was he being serious or is he just got people on strings?
I think he was being serious. I think I just seen it quoted that, you know, he feels that it's, now maybe he was just on the wind up, you know what I mean? But he just said that he feels it brings United, then they bed in Fernandez, and, you know, a big club like that can take on. Nah. Without much of the stress that other clubs have, all this sort of crap. I don't know. I mean, you know, I think he must have been on the wind.
Everyone's in the exact same position. They've got one good player, and as I said, they've forgotten how shit they are. United will never be close to us for as long as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's there. They've got good players at the moment, and they could do quite well if maybe one more signing, like a Sancho or something. But while he's at the helm, they'll only get as far as the players can take you. They'll never... Yeah. Go on beyond that, like what Klopp can get out of a team. They'll never be able to do that.
And that's a great point, Matt, because if you look at Barcelona, when they, you know, they've never been able to sort of push on without a bit of leadership at the top. You know, Guardiola moved on, and I know they won the Champions League since then, but they haven't been winning too many of them, and it's like Messi is leading that team now. You need a leader as well as the players. The players can't do it without a good manager, and a manager can't do it without players. So I agree with you. Well, Solskjaer is there, they could be in trouble.
I've spoken to
Solskjaer.
No, not him. I wouldn't be speaking to him. Surely,
he's a Liverpool fan. You probably listen.
I've spoken to a couple of United fans with regards to this, and I don't know what they're trying to do with him. If you had somebody else in charge and they were trying to do something similar to what Liverpool tried to do by bringing in Klopp and working over 4 or 5 years to get back to the top. But the problem, like, if Neville is saying that and he thinks he's being serious, he just believes they'll buy their way out of trouble.
Yeah.
Right. And you can say all you want about a pandemic and stuff. What he's looking at here is how much Liverpool have lost over this period, how much United have lost, and who can take that loss better, you know. But
he's the luckiest fucker in the world, because now all the fans' concentration is on the owners and it's not on him. So it doesn't matter how bad he is, they'll always blame them for his tenure, because he is a fan's favourite And it's come to that time in the club where they haven't done it for so long, it can't be the managers.
Hasn't Solskjaer came out and said, didn't he, that this would be a great, they might get some bargains now because of this, you know, like it's a real foot and mouth sort
But why is he talking about bargains because of this? Even if he says it and it's wrong, why is he talking about bargains? Because United back all their arguments up and have done for the last, you know, how many years is it since Ferguson? Like 7 years now at this stage. They backed every argument they have with, well, we can buy our way out. We have the money. We have the clout. So why is he talking about bargains? Yeah. You know, you're either going to buy our way out or you're going to try. United would be probably better off scouting better and paying a little bit less 100%. For players with a little bit more hunger. And that's what it is. But I agree with Matt. We're only going to Solskjaer in charge. He's not a big enough of a character. You've seen it with Paul Pogba. He's just not a big enough character to be boss of Manchester United. And as much as we don't like them, they're a massive, massive fucking club. You need to be a huge, huge personality to take over that job. That's why Moyes failed. You know, Mourinho was stubborn. Van Gaal is just mental. And Solskjaer is the wrong thing. You need a big, big personality, and they just don't have it with that. Listen, enough fucking football. I'm sick of it. Let's talk about air fryers and golf. Yeah, go on.
No, it's grand. It's grand. It's only about United. Nobody likes them. I was just going to say, look, I agree. They're a big team. I do actually not like United, but, you know, there's only two teams that matter in England. It's us and them. And they go, it's in cycles. They're going through what we went through sort of 20 years ago, and they're delusional if they think they could buy their way over,
It's mad watching them. It's very similar, I feel, to Liverpool over the last 15 years anyway. Air fryers. I want to talk about air fryers. So I bought an air fryer. I haven't done a cake yet. And I tell you, I'm going to admit it live on air. I had a massive fail with the air fryer, and then I had a massive success. So I've a young son. So we're trying to get him onto vegetables and stuff like that. So you have to puree them and stuff like that. Yeah. So we made them all as puree stuff. There was some sweet potato left. I said, I'll just chop them up and put them in the air fryer. Put it on for way too long, lads. They came out like, I don't know what they came out like. There was no sweet potato left in them. It was just skin absolutely mashed together. It was horrible. So that was a massive fail. But then I did, peel some potatoes, chipped them, and put them in, and I done them for 25 minutes, and they were fucking amazing. Amazing chips. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I've been thinking about buying one. I don't trust this Keith.
Tell you what I done. I got 4 or 5 big potatoes. I peeled them. I chipped them, right? And then what I done was I got a bowl with some olive oil and some black pepper.
Part of this process. You put them in water, you rinse them out, pour the water out, draw the starch out of the potato, you put more water in.
Come here, you'd have died from starvation.
You dry them off.
But listen, I'll tell you what I've done. I had them all done, picked them up little handfuls at a time, put them in the bowl, mixed them up with the oil and the black pepper, and put them into the air fryer.
I need to know, how long am I soaking these for? Because I've got a great set of chips in the freezer. It takes 22 minutes, start to finish. I swear to God,
from the time I started peeling the potatoes to putting them in was about 10 minutes, and then it was about 20 minutes on top of that. So half an hour from start to finish. And they were like amazing. They came out.
Yeah.
They were lovely cooked. They were crispy. They were crispy, the black pepper in the stuck in them. Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely brilliant. Santiago reckons we should get some rosemary onto the chips.
There you go. For the garlic, for the rosemary.
There's a Tory.
Oh, what, because he has rosemary?
Yeah, posh bastard.
It's about 40 pence in the shop.
you get vinegar up here if you're lucky.
spray oil, Gav, and think of your heart, lad. No, it was extra virgin olive oil or something like that.
Yeah, but the thing with the air fryer is they are healthier, so if you get the spray oil, you're doing yourself a favour, you know what I mean? And they still taste good. It's trial and error with them, with chips especially. You have to find what works, you know what I mean? You'll make a balls of a few batches, and then you'll find the timing and all right.
Magnums.
You can, but the thing is, like, I worked it out that with this air fryer I have, you can get fucking shitloads of chips in them, by the way. You can get loads into it. But you need to, about 170 for 20 minutes, but you need to be just taking it out every 3 or 4 minutes, just turning them around And nah. You know, oh yeah, I'm telling you, it's yeah, Matt, it's well worth it. Grizz, awesome. Watch our chips game, like Grizz. Do you like the
you
chips?
Won't get you know, anything out of him now. He's just in the. He's got a blank face on, just thinking about chips.
No. I'm trying to ignore this. I'm on a diet.
I no, but what I'm saying is, he's on Just Eat, just ordering a kebab.
Yeah, but Ramadan
morning,
is
my morning meal. Yeah, go on, sorry, Gav.
Ramadan is null and void, so you can talk about chips, right? So,
homemade chips.
Yeah, homemade chips. Are you a fan of, you know, when don't peel the potato, just chip it from the potato and leave the skin on?
No, skin off, but homemade potatoes. The ones that you, just homemade chips, Gav.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know about all this air fryer. Matt, don't you sell these air fryers now, these ones now?
Oh, no. Owen Bork has a 12-litre air fryer. 12 fucking litres. Mine is about 3 liters, I think, and it holds loads of shit. Like,
I've got this really bad habit of I like chips in old oil.
Of course, you do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, now I know where you're coming from.
Do you know what I mean? Don't you get? Yeah, I mean, fat boys know what we're talking about when it comes to food. So shut your mouth, you two skinny shits. Basically, Gav, you know what I mean, ain't it? We like the old, just not when we say old oil, we don't mean fucking.
No, not weeks old. It's probably being used once.
Yeah, so just that, and it leaves a little flavor, doesn't it, Gav, on the potato?
Yeah,
just leaves a little. Yeah, honest to Keith, try it. Does. It does. Leaves a little, little flavor, a little crispy something. Oh yeah.
See, I moved down me ma's right 20 years ago, something like that. 18, 19 years ago, and I never had a chip pan when I moved in here before, so we never made chips, and it was only when I got the air fryer. So this old oil crap, this is bringing me back like 20-25 years. My ma would have been big into that, you know. The chips are horrible the first time you change your oil. You leave it for a few times and then they get nice.
Yeah,
that's why I ended up the size I was.
So, yeah, no, seriously, the oil probably used twice and then throw chips in. It's top notch. Mind you, I've seen a friend of mine put chips, sausages, bacon, and black and white pudding into a deep fryer fryer at the same time and cook them and just take them out and go, there you go. It's absolutely disgusting. You put the fork down on a piece of white pudding and the fucking the grease just goes everywhere.
I did have curly seasoned fries today. Just to give you a bit more insight into what I had.
Just 12 litre air fryer looks sound.
He's looking up the air fryer.
Do a whole chicken in here.
Yeah, you can do a whole chicken in the one I have as well.
What? Camel in a 12 litre one.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can just dip a chicken in there.
Pop the chicken in and then cook it.
Put a chicken in, close it, and it just cooks it, yeah.
Oh, interesting. How much are they? How much
the one I bought? The one I bought was 60 quid, like.
Yeah, this one's 99 quid on Amazon. Yeah. 4.5 out of 5. Sound that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's Rotten Tomatoes say about it? I only go by Rotten Tomatoes.
Come here. Anyway, we might get back to air fryers in a bit because Matt seems intrigued by them now. Golf is back tomorrow, lads, right? It's more important than the football. I've decided that today. I cleaned my clubs. I cleaned everything today. I have everything ready to go. Matt, I wanted to ask you this. Have you a set of clubs around the place while you're here that you can go
back
and play
in
with?
England? Yeah. But they're proper old. I think they're supposed to Diddley specials.
Right.
Sports Direct special.
So you won't be playing golf while you're here. You'll be waiting until you get home?
No. I might get out one evening. It depends. Some of the clubs are open to members at the moment, so I haven't checked if they're fully open yet. If not, I just jump on the bed at Arrow Park. It's free.
Yeah. I come here. Is it unbearably hot over in Dubai to play golf in?
Nah, I'd be playing, but I'd be doing the night rounds. So get the floodlights on. Yeah, it's nice. Get the floodlights on, a couple of beers in the cars, and do back nine or something at the Faldo.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you about that. Keith, you've no interest in golf?
No. You know, I'm a man of the people, Gav. You know, you don't see the kids running around the street with golf clubs, but if you do, they're not having fun. They're probably robbing pizza delivery drivers and all that sort of thing. So, you know.
Isn't there GAA sticks around your gaff?
There is, yeah.
GAA sticks.
Threaten the kids with. Stop making that noise or I'll get that hole out after you, you know.
Is that what it is? A
discipline.
Hell.
Yeah, a hole,
yeah. I'm just so excited about it. First game tomorrow. All I keep getting is sent pictures of the course and how great it looks and stuff like that.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We can't play golf. I think I told you before, I played it once a few years ago and my arms were in a bleeding heap because I just kept drilling into the ground like a bleeding miner. I was just going in and in. It was in Deer Park out in the house and I upended the place and I gave up a few holes and couldn't get the ball off the ground. You know, if I got it moving about 20 yards, I was delighted and the lads were all getting pissed off. Jack that
I've only played golf.
Wait for this. Settle in here now. Watch this, go on.
Well, no, okay. I'll start the statement again because now I've got your attention. I haven't played a full round of golf, but I've been to like sort of pitch and putts, right? And let me tell you, I'm very handy.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because I told you, as Gav knows anyway, that I was very good at cricket when I was younger and I could hit a ball. So it's all about hand-eye coordination. I'm very good at table tennis, pool, all hand-eye boxing. Yeah, you see me in action. But hand-eye coordination stuff, I'm all right with. But I've got no interest in golf. I get sometimes excited by the Ryder Cup. When the Ryder Cup comes around, that's a bit of excitement. But the last player I really fell in love with or I loved as a player was... not Ballesteros, but the one after Olathabel,
yeah.
Yeah, so since when did he retire, Gav?
Olathabel is. He was Ryder Cup captain 8 years ago, so he's probably retired about 10 years from the actual tour. He could be still playing the Champions Tour.
Yeah, that's when I stopped as well. But I can.
when Olathabel gave it up, you knocked her on the head. Is that what you're telling me?
I knocked her on the head. Yeah, I knocked her on the head as well. But I can safely say.
You have a Twitter account wrapping me Olathabel.
I can drive it. Further than all of you, I challenge you to that.
Grizz hasn't played a full round, but he's basically Tiger Woods. for anyone interested in golf, the new golf game on the PS4 and Xbox is out on August 24th, and it looks
savage, doesn't it?
Business. Yeah,
I used to love Tiger Woods.
No, will you see what happened? Let me explain what happened, right? Tiger Woods was used, EA Sports for the makers. The last one they ever done was 2014. It was actually Rory McIlroy Golf. Then this crowd called 2K came in and they took over and they basically made much more realistic without having the licenses for the PGA. In that last game, they had got some PGA licenses, but this is now them with a full license to PGA. So you're going to have proper players, tournaments, everything in this, it's going to be absolutely
brilliant. Don't want realistic. Do you not remember Tiger Woods golf?
Yeah, if you catch it clean, take
a step back and do a run-up shot.
Yeah, and then
it was amazing. On
the heartbeat had come through the controller if you hit a good shot.
And that was on the putting.
It was unbelievable. And there was fire coming out of the ball if you caught it on so Grizz is basically... never played around the golf, but he's brilliant at it. And he's... Why don't you go and do the long drive championships that you see?
Man of the people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like Keith, man. You're not going to catch me with a golf club on a golf course wearing one of them stupid hats.
Would you not go down to the local driving range with the driver and hear a few and get Sharon to video you and send it back to us?
I'm going to do that. When you come over to set my thingy up, we're gonna do that. There's a golf driving range just about 20 minutes down the road.
Do I need to bring my driver with me?
We're gonna smash. Well, I've got a golf set. I'll send you a Dunlop. I've got a Dunlop set of clubs.
I'll need the best.
Dunlop. You might as well just have Datsun written on the side.
Is that a good brand, Matt? Dunlop.
No.
Yeah, it's lovely, mate.
Yeah.
Now, it's basic. Well.
It looks fine around your ends.
Me and you going to go down to the driving range, Gavin, smash a few.
Grizz, if you actually sent me this challenge, I would have to bring my own driver over to with me.
Well, it's not a challenge per se, you know.
It just said 5 minutes ago, I challenge you.
No, I'll challenge all of you as a group.
You tell Chris to bring his own driver and he brings his
business. Yeah, he's not singling you out, Gav.
I'm not singling
everyone.
You out, Gav. It's so aggressive these days, Gav.
No, but what I'm saying is you said, I'll challenge any of you.
I'll challenge
so
all
I
of
am
yous,
one
I
of
said.
Them people.
I said, I challenge all of you.
Yeah,
like a drunk man in a pub challenging everyone to a fight.
Yeah, but me and you are going to go for a casual social little driving range. We're not going to go for it as a challenge, are we? We're going to go casually. I'm going to sort of check you out, see your stance, and then we'll decide if we're going to challenge each other.
But you're challenging me now without saying anything. You've just challenged us
no,
all.
No, I don't do that.
You just did. You just said, I can drive the ball forward than anybody, any of you. I challenge you all now.
I challenge all of you, yeah.
Yeah.
This that's
like
as a group if we went.
Pound bet on whether when and what sign, and now you're trying to back out.
That's private. Don't be a rat.
It's not. I want people to know about this, so you can't back
don't
out.
Don't be a rat.
Me and Grace have had a bet. I said that Timo Werner would sign.
Mute him, Gav.
He's pretty much already signed. Grizz said he had, and then he hadn't, and then he hadn't, and then he hadn't, and then decided he hadn't, and took a £200 bet with me. Then a day later, found out that he had, and tried to backtrack on it. So, but I'm holding to it.
Okay, sorry, I muted the wrong person.
Fucking
there.
Muted me.
Let me see who can drive the ball the furthest. Asked Mick. Well,
I'd go with Gav at this stage because
Grizz hasn't got the technical ability. He's one of them where you just try and whack it too hard and it'll go off to the
yeah,
other.
You're not taking into account Grizz is an all rounder. Grizz is a champion.
He's not an all rounder. He lived near Leighton Orient.
He's just round.
He lived near Leighton Orient. He could have played cricket for Pakistan or England, but couldn't make the choice which one to go with. Could have been a contender at boxing. It's a pity Gladiators isn't on anymore because Grizz could go on that and clean up.
Thank you.
Fact.
But
as a cleaner,
stage,
he'd be just wiping the sweat off the travel later.
At this
he's
stage,
raking the bunkers.
At this stage, I'd go with Gav as favourite at this stage, but I've got to check him out and practice myself a bit. If I get going, I'll tell you these shoulders.
Yeah,
they're not wide for no reason.
I'm being honest with you. I'm not the longest hitter of the ball.
Oh, you're fucked then.
I wouldn't be the longest hitter of the ball. I've over the years playing, I've actually tried to hit the ball not as hard, because it just keeps you in the course a lot more, especially when you're playing competitions and you want to score. I don't know how far Matt hits it.
I would tell you, but Andy Young would laugh at me because he doesn't believe me because he can't.
Right, so just on average, what would your average drive be?
Well, I don't hit my driver. I'm a forward off the tee.
Forward, okay. What's the forward off?
No, not forward. Sorry, four iron.
Four iron off the tee. So what four iron are you hitting?
Forward.
Forward, you know. I might to point that out, but
you're not doing more than 200 yards off that. Four iron.
Yeah, I am, mate. Easy. I'm hitting my 8 iron 150.
Right. So your four iron is probably going 220.
220, I get about, yeah.
All right. Well, I know I'm the longest hitter here because I'd be hitting the longer than that. But Grizz, would
you
rather be surrounded?
You don't know how much I hit. How can you claim to be a
the last time?
Just because he can hit a paltry 200 meters.
Yards. the last time I played golf, I measured one drive I hit because I caught it lovely. It was 286. I hit. It was good, yeah. I deliberately, literally measured it as I walked down. You know,
wind assisted,
No, well, wind off the left.
This is a bit out because your footsteps are definitely not your.
No, that's some footsteps. So the GPS I have on the phone is really accurate. So I was able to look at how far I was from the hole and then just walk up and go, yeah, I'm only 100 away. So
I'm not going to lie. I can imagine Gav being a very good putter, Matt.
What?
I can imagine Gav being a very good putter. Short,
yeah, I heard you. What you want me for? What are you tagging me in for?
I was coming to a punchline. Oh, fuck it, man.
Grizz.
I was coming to a punchline. Go on,
Gav. I left this on the screen so I didn't forget it. Grizz, would you rather be surrounded by hundreds of pigeons or crows or stuck on top of a 100-foot pole?
I'm fine with heights. I don't know why you've started these rumors about me, Gav.
It's because you told us you were on a camel.
Yeah, but I wasn't comfortable.
No, fine. You didn't. No, hold on. Matt, come back me up here. When you spoke about the camel, you said you likened it to be on a double-decker bus. And there was also something like, it was like being on a plane.
Am I getting tagged in all these rows?
No, it's not a row. It's just he's saying about heights. But you made out when you're on this camel that was so high that you were dizzy. That's why people presume that you're not good with heights.
No, I wasn't scared. I'm scared of crows, so I would definitely avoid the 100 crows. I would definitely go for a 100-foot pole. It's not a problem. Double-decker camel, oh yeah, I remember now. Yeah, but I was comfortable being on a camel. I wouldn't be comfortable surrounded by fucking crows.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Gav, I've got a question for the listeners.
Yeah,
While we chat shit. Most matches played in World Cup finals.
Okay, that's not the question you asked us at the start. Have you got a second one?
I've got a second one.
All right, so Matt has two questions tonight.
Keith, does that make sense to you?
No, we need to get that again.
Which player played the most matches in World Cup finals?
He goes, what player has
the most games in World Cup finals?
Yeah, who's played the most? Well, matches and games are the same, Keith. Come on.
I'm only processing it here, Matt. Right. Which player has played the most?
So the question is, which player has played the most games or matches at World Cup finals?
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. There is another one coming, which is really good as well. If you have any random stuff, throw it in. We have about 15 minutes to go. So random stuff like 100-foot poles and crows and stuff like that. Let me see. Avo reckons that cricket has a similar shot coordination to golf.
Yeah, he's defending
Grizz.
Better when I said it.
I don't think
you can't be defending a fucking golf ball.
Yeah. I don't think it does.
Unless you were throwing golf balls at you and you had to hit them when you were moving.
No. See, the thing is, it's not about blocking. It's about the different. See, what I mean by that is the hand, the technique. It's not.
Listen, you've already told us you don't play golf. You can't be backtracking and trying to blag it now.
What I'm trying to say, Matt, is there's different types of shots in cricket. So you can sort of compare it to golf in terms of in golf, you're not always trying to smash it as hard as you can. Keith, you know where I'm coming from. So when
One's a moving ball and one's not.
Exactly. In cricket, you have to step into your shot, like, whereas golf, you're standing and
shot. Look, we know the differences. All right, fucking Tiger Woods, all of yous. We get the differences. We know the differences. They're apparent. But what I'm saying, there is a similarity in hand-eye coordination technique. A lot of professionals will vouch for this. I've heard loads of pods on it.
I'm not a golf man, but I'm a cricket man, so I don't think it's possible.
Okay, that's fair enough.
As a cricket aficionado, I'm saying.
Otherwise, you'd have more good Pakistani golfers.
There's quite a few good Indian golfers. Us Pakistanis can't afford it. We can't afford it.
For fuck's sake. Santiago asks, Matt, I'll come to you first. Weirdest food you've ever eaten? You're a well-traveled man. What is the weirdest food you've ever had?
I don't know, chicken hearts, but that's not too weird. Have I had asshole? Maybe I had asshole.
So, what?
I don't know.
You had an asshole?
Something's ringing a bell. I'm sure I had like goat's asshole.
You were definitely drunk.
Yeah, I was in China. And I was
surprise,
yeah.
I was yeah, actually it's not far off the fucking bat, I tell you. I was out with the Chinese team. They took us some restaurants. I'm eating this, it's like a soup has got stuff inside. I'm like, what is this? And he was like, it's better if you don't ask. I was like, oh, go on, I can handle it, I'm all right. What is it? He was like, no, don't. Anyway, eating away, it's a big soup in the middle, so as we're getting them down, nice bits of meat in there, red meat.
I think
nice.
I know what this is.
And it was a fucking pigeon's head at the bottom. And it was pigeon soup. Fuck off. The whole fucking thing was thrown in as well. We had his fucking claws there. It was nice.
Oh, yeah, joking.
Yeah, it was all nice. It was just, you know, when you see the full head looking at you. Yeah.
Keith,
go on, Keith.
What's the weirdest thing you've had?
Yeah, I wouldn't compare it to a pigeon soup. And anyway, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I had ostrich and fucking springbok before, but that'd be about it. Nothing on the scale of what the Chinese would serve up. But plain and simple. If it doesn't go in an air fryer, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't eat.
I reckon you could get three pigeons in an air fryer.
You probably could, actually, yeah. And
I reckon them ones around Dublin are a bit manky, aren't they?
Ah, they are, yeah. There's a dead one outside their apartment complex with the head gone off it. No one will pick the bastard up, so we'll just wait for him to...
just took the head to make soup. Just took the head to make soup. Grizz, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten? And this could go anywhere.
No, I mean... A lot of Asians, if any Asians are listening, Pakistanis, they may be able to relate to me. But as a kid, my dad had this theory, right? Because my dad's mad like me, right? You've got to remember. Bless him. He had this theory that if you're not sharp, like brain-wise, right, intelligent-wise, you know, if you eat brain, it helps.
Oh,
yeah. You're sharper. So, and obviously, if you tell a child, oh, this is brain, I can't remember which animal's brain. You know that. I'm so sorry, lads. Mm. But I'm guessing...
It'll be gopher or sheep.
I'm guessing it'll be sheep's, yeah. I'm guessing sheep's. Well, it could be chicken's brain, isn't it?
Nah.
Nah? Okay, it must be goat's then. It must be goat's brain. And so he would tell me it's like egg, like scrambled egg. And then that way I would eat it. But obviously after the first couple of bites, you know it's not.
So you're pretty much proof that that does not work and that theory is debunked.
Well, this is, I tried to debunk the theory for my dad and I think it worked. But yeah, so eggs, it was basically goat's brain I've had. That's the weirdest.
Hmm. I did have something years ago and I can't remember what it was. It was very fucking chewy meat though. It might have been kangaroo or something. I don't know what it was.
Kangaroo's nice. I've had zebra as well. Well, I didn't like that.
But that's probably the weirdest thing. I don't do weird stuff. Matt, what's your favourite?
What's it called, man? Fucking. Mine's gone blank, man. I know what it's called.
You need to eat more of that drain.
I've had cow's foot. Yeah.
Delayed brain freeze there from the Magnum.
We have that once a month in our household. We had cow's foot, beautiful soup. You get absolute amazing soup from cow's foot. Absolute amazing soup. I've had cow's nuts as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird. Favorite ice cream, Matt?
I don't even call it an ice cream. It's a lolly ice. What I like, anyway.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Calippo orange.
Calippos are good.
Calippo's best. It's a dead hot day. It's nothing better than a Calippo.
Yeah,
a few beers on the beach.
Mm, yeah, and a banana.
Yeah, and a banana.
You always have to bring a banana. Yeah. Keith, what are you having for your ice cream?
Soleros are nice.
The tropical ones or the orange ones?
Any of them, like, because if you have a bit of sorbet on top of the ice cream, yeah, big fan of the Solero.
Oh, did you get Twister over there?
Yeah, I love
Twister. Twister's good, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're great.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, great. Grizz, what's your favourite ice cream? And again, this could go anywhere.
Gav, you're going to have to help me. What's the one that you eat?
Frozen chicken.
Feast.
Oh, the Feast with the chocolate bit in the middle.
Yeah. Feast is the original and it's still the best. You can't beat a good Feast.
The Mint Feast is the best.
Mint Feast, yeah. Mint
nah,
Feast.
Fuck off with the Mint. See, I'm a big believer on if you can have something mint, then I can't explain it. Yeah.
Feast. Just have something mint.
Something mint. Don't fucking mix it with chocolate.
If you want something mint, eat something minty.
Yeah.
What was exactly. That? Something along those lines. It used to be out all the time. It was like white with multicolored swirls inside. It was like a Fazz or something or.
Oh
that?
Yeah, it was an ice pop, wasn't it? It was swirling on the stick,
like milky but swirls of color. Nah, maybe it's a no thing.
Our own books onto something there, a wibbly wobbly one that they were the business.
Yeah, I don't remember. They were great.
Ah, oh, they're gorgeous. Ice cream, but like a bit of jelly on the top.
Do you want the answer?
That
to
must be a new one. I don't know none of the new ones.
Hey, do you want the answer to my first question? New one.
Go. Yeah, what was the answer to your football question?
I want your guesses first. Most matches played in World Cup finals by a player.
Most matches played. Okay.
Oh, number.
Well, what did you think it was?
The fucking letter. F.
So, the most games played by a single player are World Cup finals.
Yeah.
World Cup finals? Or yeah. The tournament?
In, no, the tournament. The tournament. The finals is the tournament.
Ah, see? Yeah. See? My brain works.
I have a feeling that the German.
I'm going to need something from you.
I'm going to go.
I'm trying to think.
You're a football man. Yeah. Chris is just thinking about fucking.
What are we guessing? The number or the player?
The player.
The player. Sake,
I just fuck. You just fucking told us a number. There's me working out. I gave you 17.
No, on the player.
What the question was, what player has played the most matches at World Cup finals?
17.
That wasn't the question. When we watched this again.
And 17 fucking wasn't even right. It's 25.
But great guess, though.
So it's somebody that. No.
Somebody's got.
Taffarel. I think it's someone Shilton, more recent no. than the likes of Taffarel and Shilton and all these. Is it someone that broke it around 2010?
Who won the last World Cup?
Don't fucking know.
I'll go for. France, yeah. Who won the last one?
France.
That was and Germany won it in 2014, didn't they?
None of you have said a single guess. Matt,
was it Zico?
No, you're out.
Who? Zico? No.
Jono said closer. No. Avro said Zoff. No. Closer. No.
All right, give us the nationality and I'll get it.
No, don't do the nationality. Don't do the nationality. Let these two have a guess. Just let me think for a second.
Go well,
look at Gav, you know, he wins a bloody... Dutch. He wins a... Dutch. A corrupted poll and look at him, he thinks he knows stuff. Keith's about the four guesses. Why is Keith still in our mouth?
I haven't had any guess.
He hasn't had a single guess.
I can't play in pink.
He said Shilton.
I didn't say Shilton. That's in the blading comments.
I know this. I remember this being said.
I thought I heard this recently as well.
I know. I remember being said at the time, I think.
It might have been Gold.
I'll go with Thomas Muller.
No.
Okay. Pete?
I'll go for...
It's not someone from the big nations.
It's not someone from the big nations.
Don't listen to me.
That's just my opinion.
I'd go for...
Goran Pandev.
Goran Pandev. I don't know. An Italian. Maldini.
Oh, no.
Who was it?
Chris Brack got it right. Lothar Matthäus.
Lothar Matthäus. Very good.
Told you.
It's not a fella from the big country. He just said it's not someone from a major company or country.
Yeah, we won the World War.
So you don't consider Germany major?
Nah, smashed them. But I was going to say... I was going to say a German next. It wasn't going to be Matthäus. It was going to be someone like Voller. And then I was going to get to Matthäus.
Oh, so you were just going to
walk your way through the.
I'm just going to be honest. You know, I would have got it with the second guess.
Tord, because you would have said Voller, and then
I was going to say Voller next.
Yeah,
I was going to say Rudy Voller next, and then I was going to say.
I'm surprised no one said Buffon. You know, he's been playing since he was 16 until he's about 58.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
I don't know. You have one more question before you go, don't you?
Oh yeah, okay. Do you want another one?
Yeah, we'll do another one while we talk.
Champions League now. Most
minutes played overall in the Champions League from 92, 93 up until the final in Madrid.
I don't want to spoil
it. Yeah, I think you know. I think you said you knew beforehand, so don't say anything, all right?
I won't spoil it.
I'll
DM Matt.
It's not Brazilian Ronaldo.
Portuguese. No, I think that was the question for... I think that was the last question that was answered for. Jimmy Maguire says Raul.
No, very good answer. He's number three.
Yeah, it's not Raul.
Buffon.
Let me think. If anyone has any, you have 4 minutes left, so if you have any random questions, throw them in 4 minutes, we are out of here.
No, Raul's third, Buffon was fifth. Keith.
Pedro Chiarravalle.
Loads of Raul shouts coming in. It's not Raul. Nope. It's not Raul.
Wayne
Ronaldo. It was Raul for a long time, but Ronaldo's actually gone ahead of him now anyway.
So he's second.
Yeah.
Ronaldo is. And we're only there one guess, aren't we?
Maldini, nope.
If it was Raul, then it's got to be someone new. Messi.
Nope.
Chris Brackazik or Casillas.
Yeah, it's Casillas. Grizz just giving it away on there. Fucking copshite.
Well done, Grizz.
Chris Brackazik. Does that mean Chris got both? Chris got the two of them. Grizz would have got... Grizz would have got Casillas on his third guest there as well.
Yeah. No, Casillas first straight away.
Yeah,
I knew that straight one. Away.
Chris is good. Chris Brack got on both. He's good at Googling.
Yeah, he's good at deadly Googling.
Mateus was a good one.
Right, last question before we go. It's a football one, but we'll go with it. What player would the lads like to play for Liverpool in what era?
Zidane instead of Heskey.
Zidane instead of Heskey. So what player would the lads like to play for Liverpool in what era and instead of who?
Yeah, I get it.
What player? So any
I know
player,
what you're saying.
Any player to play for Liverpool in a Stephen era. Someone. Okay.
Can I put Zidane in any era?
Yeah.
All right. I'm having Zidane anytime. Instead of
Coutinho. What do you know about Zidane?
I love Zidane. He's my favourite player.
I would go for...
You could have had any choice you want, right? And Matt has picked Zidane instead of fucking Coutinho.
I'm going to put in a like for like and during that period.
You don't want to put him into a shitty team.
No, at the end, Coutinho.
I presume
Coutinho goes to Barca. We're signing Zidane from Real at his peak.
Peak Zidane.
Yeah, what a player.
I would like to go back and look around 2005-06. I would like to take anyone you want out.
European champions.
And get Ronaldinho in there around 2006-07. I think.
Under Rafa, nah.
I'm telling you, come here and I tell you. Ronaldinho, you hear he's loved at Barcelona. Ronaldinho would have been worshipped at Liverpool. He would have been like just unreal. Ombourg wants Leroy Sané instead of Jovanovic. I don't know. It's a very open question, isn't it? Because you can just take any player from anywhere and put him instead of any shit.
Here's one
for you. Timo Werner for Divock Origi.
Oh. Controversial. Oh,
yeah. Loads of winks there. Grizz is right there is up.
Not having it. Don't, no, Grizz
that's
is
only quid, Grizz.
Don't worry about 200 quid. That's, you know, that's yours, charity of your choice. No problem.
No, it's not a charity.
What?
No. Now, hold on. I said we are leaving at 11. I said we are stopping at 11, but we're not stopping now. I'm going to tell you, this is no charity bet. This is a bet Matt put out. Let me explain it properly. It's a bet Matt put out to anybody that would take it. It was a bet Matt put out to anybody that would take it. The team over here would sign for Liverpool before the end of the next transfer window. Everyone laughed, and then the word came out that it wasn't going to happen, and Grizz said, is that still available? Right? And then the story's gone back and forward over what's going to happen with him, which is great. But it's like charity or choice. It's not a charity because Matt's decided to give me half of it. And what we're going to do is me and Matt are just going to take the 200 in Liverpool and have a lovely day out with it. Isn't that right, Matt?
Excellent plan.
I will donate my 200 to charity as well. But we will have a lovely day.
I don't want it.
Not one of yours, but we will have a lovely day out.
One of your charities.
Wait, hold on. I'm the one apparently losing this bet. So what are you talking about?
I'm just going to give money to Clatterbridge in honour of the bet and celebrating Timo Werner joining us.
Yeah. Me and Matt are going to take the 200. We're going to go to the Liverpool One Shop and we're going to get Werner on the new jerseys. And then we're going to head up to the Beehive for we'll only have about 9 quid left between us, but we get 3 points each in there for 9 quid.
And sticky sandwiches from the bar.
Do you know what I mean?
If I get to £200, I'm going to buy myself a driver.
A golf driver.
I thought you meant a car driver.
I thought I was like, is Asif gone?
I'm going to upgrade my Dunlop.
Yeah, I can recommend
a Lonsdale.
But going back to the original question, right? I'd love to, and you know, help me if you can. Feel free to help me. I'd love to I'd love to bring in someone in the 13-14 team lineup, right? Because I desperately wanted Steven Gerrard to win a league title before.
You've got to get rid of Skirtle, Panad.
Well, is Skirtle or Lucas, Gav, Matt?
I'm being honest with you.
If we had a better player than Lucas, we would have won that 13-14 season.
Wasn't Skirtle. Who gave Hendo the shitball to make him get sent off? Wasn't it Skirtle?
Was it?
No, I don't know.
My money would be on Sacco.
I don't know, but I go as far as to say I would, and this is the God's honest truth, I would take out, for the last six games of that season, I would probably take Luis Suarez out of the side and put another striker in there because he was gone. His legs were gone. He hit a wall with about six to go. So if you let me, I would take Luis Suarez out, and in 2013-14, I don't know, give me Sergio Aguero instead of him.
I don't think you mean taking people out for six games a season. We've got to be looking at a whole season here. You've got to pick
Well, in that side, then you take out
centre half. Lucas.
You take out Skirtle and you put in VVD, and all your problems are sorted.
Yeah, that's easy.
But I'll get the left side, the centre back.
Gerrard doesn't have to sit deep. No, but you move Lovren over or something.
Take Glenn Johnson out and put in Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Take Ali Sissoko out. Fuck off.
Glenn Johnson didn't play, did he? Flano was in that team, wasn't
it? No, it was Klein, wasn't it? Flano was left back.
No, Klein signed in the summer of 15.
Sissoko then.
Yeah, no.
Ali Sissoko.
Flano was left back. It was Johnson.
Victor Moses and all these other shit.
Owen Bork and El Rimmer wants Conor Plianka in 2014. But look, we can go on all night. It's too much of an open question. You can just take any player you want from anywhere and put them anywhere.
Yeah, mine was the right answer.
Yeah, Zidane and any team is the right answer.
Okay. Right, listen, that's it. We done very well. I think we're great. That's been the show for Sunday night. You've watched Grizz what was it tonight? Oh, a Magnum Classic.
Classic.
Matt told us about Pigeon's Heads. And Keith was telling us about Horley's and people going around with Horley's. Our golf clubs in around town.
Robin Pizza delivery drivers.
Yes, that's how it went. It's been really, really good. That's it. Over and out.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G, because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
So, let's say you're into yoga or Pilates, or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen, make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the stretch and flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.